Poe Confessionals is uncut, a marriage of the raw, decadent, and unconventional. This Pulp Friction literary barrage will leave no one unscathed. Come along on this literary joyride of the Berlin that is just beneath the surface and has always been so expertly hidden until now. Poe Confessionals is a verbal slap, full throttle ride of an expose on Berlin through the eyes of its current underground artists as they spiral through an era unlike any other. Delve into the full-scale assault on the underground scene in Berlin that guarantees to rocket you into all the hottest venues, the most essential it places, as you are guided along by the very trendsetters that are shaking up the art scene today. Enter at your own risk. If they make it, there will be no one to say they didn't deserve it. If they don't, there is no if. When will it occur? When will the stars align for these stars to shine? Flip the pages and find out. Enter their world as they claw their way through the city of the moment, Berlin. The unfathomable, imagined. A place of no rules and no boundaries. A city where there is no sexual divide. Metrosexual, bisexual, yes. Gay or straight, not a chance. In a city where every language is spoken, there is only one that transcends them all. Everyone speaks Ho. How fab is your vocabulary? Theron, aka The Negro, is an American artist in Berlin on a mission. Not to survive, to thrive. This is his story. Through his eyes, as a member of one of Berlin's noted performance clans, the Wunderho Nation, encountered the strange and the sublime. Put to words as only he can. Whatever the setting, there's always a story to tell. From the erotic to the exotic, to the raw and heartfelt, every aspect of life is covered with a touch of cynicism and caustic wit. Every Ho has a story to tell. This is theirs. Join them on a wild and raucous ride, if you dare. Welcome to the Ho Confessionals. Short stories featuring tales of trickery, lust connections, love profusions, and the daily grind that can be most unkind. Enter New Berlin. Enter Ho Confessionals. Think Running with Scissors meets Confederacy of Dunces. These excerpts are taken from the forthcoming novels, Ho Confessionals. Definition. 1. American English slang, taken from the word homage, with the twist of a French spelling to imply prestige and class, not to be confused with ho. 2. A literary nod to Josephine Baker, one of the most famous American expatriate artists of her time and the godmother of the Wunderho Nation. 3. Verb. To have gorgeous sex with sinister style.
Verbal slap number 29. When I'm feeling extra saucy, be prepared to dip, motherfucker.
I don't know the recipe for perfect imperfection. We can just make it up. But what I do know is it takes more than a cup. For the length of the matter, we're gonna need a lot more batter. For this kind of lovin', we're gonna need a bigger oven. Just how many people will this serve to ensure all parties get their just desserts? For those that want to have their cake and eat you too, this recipe is for all of you.
Chapter 15, A Take on Bisexuality. I get asked all the time, are you really bisexual? Are you sure you're not gay? You can call me gay if you want. I don't care. You can call me bisexual if you want. Again, I do not care. But please, do not ever call me straight. The first time I was ever with a man, it didn't even matter that he was a man. Are you following me? I was in love with the feeling that someone was into me. Me! I may be bold on the surface, but anyone that has had me, that has really had me, knows that I am one that has to be taken, to be grasped, to be approached and claimed. It's not that I am so cocky. I'm shy in nature, and I have always had a hard time asserting myself when it comes to flirting. So the first time that I was with a man, it was not that I was feeling him so much as it. It was the first time that something struck me inside enough for me not to be afraid of where it would take me. The gender was irrelevant. I was ready for the journey. He courted me. He won me over. He did all of the things that someone that cares about someone does. And I noticed them. I respected them. And I did something I had never done before. I opened myself up. He just happened to be a man. I never was in a closet, and there was never a day that I railed against the first act or the moments thereafter. The experience made me stronger and made me realize that what two people mutually choose to share between one another is all that matters. Let's be clear that I know which side my bread is buttered on most. Really, I do. But I also note that in the moments I make a connection, the gender has never mattered. My lust truly knows no boundaries. So when I walk down the street, I notice the men and the women. I notice the breasts and the crotches, the chests and the asses. If you wink at me and I'm feeling you, I'll wink back. It's all lust, baby. Which brings us to...
You have been listening to Ho Confessionals. Follow me on social media, on Twitter at Tristan212, Facebook, Ho Confessionals, or official Verbal Slaps, and the website, verbalslaps.com, where you can leave a small donation and support. Good morning, good day, good evening, goodbye.